Good morning and welcome to the Alpha Brief Morning Rundown, where we take you beyond the headlines without the hype. I'm your host, and today is Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. We've got a packed show this morning, covering everything from bond market turbulence to geopolitical flare-ups that are moving oil prices. Let's dive right in.
Thanks. Yeah, it's one of those mornings where everything seems connected. We're seeing a pretty significant bond sell-off driven by this wonky but really important concept called R-star. The yen is making some serious moves that have people wondering if Tokyo's intervening again. Oil is pushing toward triple digits on Middle East tensions, and Volkswagen is potentially facing its biggest restructuring ever. The through line here is uncertainty, whether it's about interest rates, geopolitical stability, or major corporate transformations.
Let's start with bonds, because treasury yields have been climbing and that affects everything else. What's this R-star thing, and why should people care?
So R-star is basically the theoretical neutral interest rate, the level where the economy isn't running too hot or too cold, where monetary policy is neither stimulating nor restricting growth. Think of it like the Goldilocks rate. The New York Fed's model puts it at 1.65% through the second quarter, up from 1.36% just over a year ago. But here's the kicker. A lot of analysts think the real number is actually higher than that.
And what's pushing it higher? Is this just normal economic growth or something else?
Two massive forces are at play here. First, you've got these hyperscalers, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, pouring absolutely staggering amounts of money into AI infrastructure. We're talking data centers, chips, power facilities, the whole nine yards. That's driving up capital investment across the economy. Second, you've got the government continuing to run hefty fiscal deficits, which means persistent heavy borrowing. When you combine massive private sector AI spending with elevated government borrowing, you're creating structural upward pressure on that neutral rate. And here's what matters for markets. If R-star is higher, it means the Fed has less room to cut rates, and it suggests interest rates might stay elevated for longer than people had hoped.
So we're seeing that play out in bond prices right now.
Exactly. Yields are climbing across the curve, but it's particularly dramatic on the long end. The 30-year Treasury is experiencing what analysts are calling a historically asymmetric impact. Essentially, investors are demanding higher compensation to hold long-dated debt because they're worried about sustained deficits and this higher neutral rate environment. Now, there's a potential silver lining. Some analysts think the AI-driven boost to R-star could be temporary if AI eventually proves deflationary by boosting productivity. But in the near term, this is keeping pressure on bond prices.
Let's pivot to currencies, because the yen made some pretty dramatic moves overnight. What happened there?
The yen surged over 1% against the dollar, hitting 156.34, its strongest level in a month. Whenever you see moves like that, people immediately start whispering about intervention, especially since Japan spent a record 15.4 trillion yen, about $98 billion, on currency intervention between late July and late August. And that included U.S. participation in coordinated yen buying, which was pretty significant.
So was this intervention or something else?
This time it looks more organic, actually. We had some pretty hawkish comments from Bank of Japan board member Hajime Takada, who said the central bank should hike rates nimbly in response to rising inflation. That really shifted expectations for the September 18th policy meeting. Traders are now pricing in a higher probability of a rate hike. That's what drove the yen's strength. But here's why this matters beyond just currency trading. Japanese investors hold about $1.1 trillion in U.S. treasuries as of June. If the yen stays too weak for too long, there's a real risk that domestic Japanese investors start pulling back from U.S. bonds, and that could have ripple effects across global markets.
That's a huge number. All right, let's talk oil, because we're approaching some psychologically important levels here. What's driving crude higher?
We've got a serious geopolitical escalation. Iran launched missile and drone strikes on U.S. bases in Kuwait, which obviously raises all kinds of red flags about Gulf oil infrastructure and shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. WTI crude broke out of a triangle pattern at $87 and is now consolidating around $92.50. It's eyeing the next resistance level at $93.80, and if it clears that, technical analysts are looking at a target around $97.
And Brent's even closer to that big round number, right?
Yeah. Brent is testing 99.25, just knocking on the door of that $100 psychological barrier. If it breaks through convincingly, some technicians are looking at potential targets of $115 to $120. Now, before everyone panics, there are a couple things to keep in mind. First, both benchmarks have had pretty solid runs recently, so we could see some short-term profit-taking or consolidation. Second, there are signals that this conflict might not last as long as people fear. Trump administration officials have been suggesting the situation could de-escalate, and there's growing political opposition to prolonged engagement. If we get a ceasefire or genuine de-escalation, you could see that geopolitical risk premium come out of oil prices pretty quickly.
So it's all about duration at this point, how long the tensions persist.
Exactly right. The market's pricing and supply disruption risk, but it's also watching very carefully for any signs of diplomatic resolution. It's a fluid situation.
Let's finish with Volkswagen, because this restructuring sounds absolutely massive. What are we looking at here?
This could be the largest restructuring in Volkswagen's history. We're talking potentially doubling planned job cuts to up to 70,000 positions, closing 4 plants, and carving out entire divisions. They'd cut their vehicle lineup by up to half and reduce production capacity from 10 million vehicles annually down to 9 million. This is a fundamental reimagining of the company.
What drove them to this point? I thought Volkswagen was one of the stronger European automakers.
China happened. It used to be VW's cash cow market, but they've fallen to third place behind BYD and Geely. There's a brutal price war happening in the Chinese EV market, and the European legacy automakers are getting squeezed. Volkswagen is trying to right-size for this new reality. But here's where it gets politically interesting. Lower Saxony holds a 20% stake in the company with blocking rights under this 1960 law called the Volkswagen Law. That means they can block major decisions at shareholder meetings, and plant closures need supervisory board majority approval. The unions are fiercely opposed to this plan, so you've got management that wants to restructure, labor that's fighting it, and a state government with actual veto power. This could turn into a major standoff.
So this isn't just a corporate story, it's political too.
Completely. And it's emblematic of the challenges facing European auto manufacturers more broadly as they try to compete in the EV era while dealing with legacy cost structures.
This has been incredibly helpful. So if you're just tuning in and trying to figure out what to watch today, rising yields and this R-star debate for bond traders, yen movements and that September 18th Bank of Japan meeting for currency folks, oil prices and Middle East developments for energy markets, and the Volkswagen situation for anyone watching European industrials and the broader EV transition.
That's a perfect summary. It's a day where macro themes, geopolitics, and corporate restructuring are all intersecting. Keep your eye on those developments.
Thanks so much for breaking all that down. And to our listeners, remember to visit alphabrief.ai throughout the day for real-time analysis as these stories develop and new headlines break. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another rundown. Until then, trade smart out there.